Hi, I'm April Bell. I'm going to talk about the many layers of personal storytelling. This is a topic that I really do enjoy talking about, and some of the layers that I find compelling and important are, first of all, it's fun exploring your personal stories and looking back on your life and finding those origin stories behind your values is like a treasure hunt. It's also an opportunity for self-exploration. So if you want to get to the source of who you are and what matters to you, there's no better way to do that than exploring the origin stories behind your values. Through that vein, it's also an opportunity for self-expression. So once you find the story and you're able to share it, there is a level of satisfaction in communicating who you are and what matters to you in a compelling way. And what also shows up in that is self-illumination. We get to really know who we are and what matters to us. And when we have that, we are so solid in the foundation that we're able to stand on. One of the things that I've discovered through my storytelling journey is I've befriended struggle. I've found that struggle shows up in the middle of every good story that I end up working on. And I used to find it frustrating. I wanted to throw in the towel and give up. And I thought that maybe that meant that, you know, the whole thing was just garbage and, you know, I should just throw it off the balcony and cover it with a backhoe and be done. But as I would keep myself in the game, what I found is that struggle was actually my friend, because the thing that's on the other side of those struggle experiences are sheer nuggets of gold that are buried deep inside of you. So I recently listened to a spiritual teacher talk about struggle. And he said that, you know, as human beings, it's kind of like, this is what we do. Like, struggle is part of the human experience. The problem isn't the struggle. The problem is the suffering that we attribute to the struggle. Once I got that, I realized, I'm like, oh yeah, all right, good. I'm struggling. That means that I'm almost to a breakthrough and I'm going to find that gold nugget that's going to make my story shine. So as you go along, there's a few different ways that and you find yourself stuck in a space of struggle, rejoice. you're really onto something. And if you're literally stuck and you're not getting anywhere, then go for a walk. Go do something creative that has nothing to do with storytelling. I really enjoy photography or walking in nature. And especially when I go out walking, all of a sudden that thing that was blocked and in the way, the floodgates just open up and my creativity shows up once again and I'm able to get to the next step. And so in those instances, actually, I'll be grateful to have my phone and I'll open it up and I'll just start typing in my notes the ideas that come to mind. And so by the time I come back and I start working on my story again, it's flowing. So yeah, don't get frustrated when you find yourself in a space of struggle. It's a good sign. It means that you're really onto something and that you're about to mine that beautiful gold nugget that's going to make your story shine.